And welcome to another episode of Chat We Get. And today's episode, inspired or imitated? This is a word to the watchers, okay? And you know what? Like, I wasn't going to even do this, but to be honest, I got so annoyed about something yesterday. And again, I'm still working on myself because, you know, usually I just let things go and let things be. But like, this journey for me, it has been specific, very specific for me. And so the things that I say are coming from me. So I don't really like when people take things that I have, you know, used and make them their own. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, y'all. Again, welcome back to Chat with Kat, where we stay rooted in love and grounded in truth. Always. Y'all already know. Okay? Listen, this episode is one of these episodes where I might be speaking from experience, but also from a place of clarity and grace, because I do like to give people grace where it's needed, I guess. Again, I'm still working on myself. It's a new spiritual journey, all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on this. Different stages, different phases, okay? But the truth is, when you're walking in alignment and when you're pouring from a place of purpose, people gonna notice. People gonna notice. And some people gonna cheer for you. But some people gonna study you. Some people gonna study the things that you say. They're gonna study you, and they're gonna try to some people, not all people, but some people will try to mimic you. Like, I don't know. But today we're just talking about the fine line between being inspired and then just being imitated. Because I feel like, personally, it's one thing to, you know, watch a person, and it's another thing to copy. And don't get me wrong, I love being an inspiration. I really do. But because I believe that we're all here to spark something in one another, for sure. But what I don't like and what I can't rock with is when people start taking bits of and pieces of what you created from your soul and pretend like it came from theirs. Y'all ever had that happen? I don't know. But let's be real, y'all. It's one thing to be influenced, and it's another to try and wear someone else's essence like a costume. And if you ever experienced this, baby, it don't feel good. It don't feel good. Especially when it's someone close, someone who's watched you, heard you, maybe even supported you in your face. But then turn around and ran with what you built behind your back. Like, you can't give somebody credit. I don't know. And I really don't think people realize, like, I didn't just throw some words together. And stay rooted in love and grounded in truth. It wasn't just a tagline for me. It was spirit-led and given to me in stillness. Because that's how I want to live my life, right? I want to live in that. So, like, when I hear somebody else repeating my words, even the cadence of how I say certain things, my energy, and I know you've been watching me, because, listen, I know, okay? FYI, turn off that you're viewing other people's pages on TikTok. Okay? Turn it off. Just turn it off. Turn it off. Because you're not supporting me. You're just over here just lurking. For what? I don't get it. But the truth is, what I've learned is just because they can imitate the outer. They can't. My nose ring that fell out, y'all. They can't replicate the inner. You can't copy a calling. You just can't. Because what I'm called to do, you might not be called to do. Like, that's okay. Like, that's okay. Like, living your truth. Living what God called you to do. We don't got the same journey. We don't got the same path. Like, do you. Do you, baby. Just do you. Like, you can't clone conviction. And you damn sure can't duplicate someone else's divine alignment. But, you know, people will still try to do that. You know? Y'all have to go in a minute. But I'll be honest, y'all. Like, I had to block someone recently. And not because I'm mad or because I'm bitter, but, like, I love myself so much that I gotta protect my peace. You know what I mean? And if you can watch me build, steal my blueprint, and not even speak, baby, listen, you don't even need access to the next level that I'm reaching. You understand? Of what I'm creating. Because me, I'm a creator, okay? I don't need nobody else's razzle-dazzle to help me be who I am. You know what I mean? And I don't really feel like it's petty. I feel like it's more power. You feel me? Like, I feel like it's spiritual boundaries. You know what I mean? And I'm going to stand on that. Because another part of me was like, I should just let them watch, for real. Like, well, let them watch. Because what's for me is going to be for me. But it just irritated me because it was somebody that I really held to a high standard, you know, and respected. And I don't know, in that moment, I kind of felt disrespected, for real. Because even though, like, I know y'all see me pop on live sometimes, for example. I've been on live and that person has even, like, popped in my lives. Don't say anything at all. But I recognize, oh, wait. When I look at my... I don't even want to go there, but just know that I know. Just know that I know, like, that you're, like, regurgitating the things that I've said in my podcast. Why? I can understand if it's somebody that don't even know me or somebody that's not even close to me. You know, like, I can understand that. But for you to know me and know the path that I'm on pretty much and then just, like, you know... But I realize there's some things that I have to work on and I have to, like, just work through. And this is just one of those things. But at the end of the day, you know what? Let them watch. Let them listen. Because when the work is real, it's going to teach the next person, even if it's being taken. And for the ones that need to hear this, you might copy the words. You might even match the tone. But baby, you ain't got the oil. You ain't got the oil. You ain't got the backstory. You ain't got the sleepless nights. You ain't got the healing and breakthroughs that birth this voice. Use your voice. You understand? We're all individuals, okay? Like, I'm not trying to be you. You don't need to be trying to be me. Like, and if you're going to take something from somebody, it's very easy to give that person credit and learn how to create within instead of mimicking what's around you. Like, everything that you do is because you watch somebody else do it and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do that too, and I'm gonna coin it as my own. And of course, believe me, it's enough room in the world for everybody to do everything, for sure. But you ain't gotta steal my shit bar for bar, bar for bar, word for word. You ain't gotta do that. Bro. To the creators, the visionaries, the ones building with heart and intention, stay strong, stay clear, stay covered. And to the watchers, the lurkers, the mimics, just know real, recognize real. Stay rooted in love and grounded in truth and always, always authentic to you. I love y'all and I'll catch you on the next episode.